Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Our scripture today comes out of 1 Peter, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. There is always hope for a better future. This phrase, keep hope alive, was associated with Reverend Jesse Jackson, who used it repeatedly in his speeches and sermons during the Civil Rights Movement. However, this phrase is much older. It has been traced back to at least the 16th century when it was used in religious and philosophical writings. For example, William Tyndale used the phrase in his book, The Pilgrimage of Grace, where he encouraged his readers not to become overcome by despair. Over the years, this phrase has been used by activists, artists, athletes, and everyday people to express their belief in the power of hope to overcome adversity. Today, keep hope alive is still widely used. It is a reminder that even when things are tough, there is always hope for a better future. Do we need hope alive in the 21st century? Do we need to keep it alive? Absolutely. With the ever-present vulnerability we share as humans in a chaotic world, our lives are forever saturated with the possibility of catastrophe. Therefore, we need hope. Welcome to our series, Keep Hope Alive. Hope is defined as an optimistic state of mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcomes. Its synonyms include optimism and anticipation. The opposite of hope includes hopelessness and despair. Hope is included as one of the three theological virtues mentioned in Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, he states, "And now abides faith, hope, and charity." To the church at Thessalonica, Paul's acknowledgement to the saints was their works of faith and labor of love and steadfast hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ. When we use the word hope in casual conversation, we often do so in a doubtful manner. However, biblical hope is never doubt-filled. It is built upon a confident expectation of a future fulfillment based on God's word and God's promises. Let me say that again. A biblical definition of hope is built on a confident expectation of a future fulfillment based on God's word and God's promises. As I watched the news this weekend, I was reminded of the challenges we face living in this perilous and tumultuous times. Iran, Israel, wars in Ukraine, gridlock in Congress, violence and evil perpetrated against our communities, immorality and filthiness normalized, what producers thought would be interesting and important only increased my anxiety and threatened my hope. The writers of Hebrew, however, remind us that as believers, we have a sure hope, and that sure hope is in God through Jesus Christ. We have hope as an anchor for our souls, sure and steadfast. And that's Hebrews 6:19. Hope will sustain us during difficult times. The writer of Hebrews depicted hope as an anchor. It was a familiar object that would illustrate God's strong attachment to us. This anchor was sure and steadfast. Sure is interpreted to mean something that we can rely upon. Steadfast continues this thought of God's hope. It adds the description of being trustworthy, firm, and secure. The anchor represents the object of our faith, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus has secured our position for eternity, eternity past, eternity present, and eternity future. Hope in God continues to be the message that will sustain us today in these troubling times. Our hope is based on the immutability of His Word, which means that God will not change His Word. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is based on the certainty of His promises. We know that we can depend on it because He has proven that we are His children and that He will do what He says He will do, and the assurance of His presence. It is this hope that gives us confidence and the ability to persevere. It is our hope in God that will keep hope alive. And if you would like to be a recipient of this hope, a lively hope, a living hope, active, blessed, and endless, then if you have not become a Christian, we invite you today to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And guess what? All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have sin that we commit even after we become believers, but God has provided a way through Jesus Christ that we can receive His forgiveness and continue in new life. It's easy to do. In Romans 10, it says that if you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, it says you shall be saved. If you would like more information about accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation tab. If you have any additional questions, please leave us a message and we'll get back with you. Do it today and begin to participate in that living hope, that expectation of good that can only be promised through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Father God. That's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to us. Please share this podcast with your friends and family. We look forward to being with you next week as we continue to talk about Keep Hope Alive. Be blessed. Bye-bye.